What's happening, lads? How are we doing?
Bad moment.
Sam, sorry, boy.
Good. Bad day.
What's up with you?
We were, me and Simon went a wee walk in the West End. And all the birds just... mate, all the birds were like, I love you, Si. And I was standing there.
Two birds.
I but still, mate. Is it genuinely was if they didn't know I was there, wasn't it?
But it said the boyfriend's like you.
It's not as if you would have been standing out there.
Geese a wee, why don't you geese a wee in the front?
I can't, Si, because I've no got my
trousers on.
My trousers on. You know what I mean? Bogging trainers.
Ah, but they'll not see your trainers?
No, they'll not see the trainers, they'll only see the...
I'll be
you can't wear that in no gear performance, will it?
So I'll put a performance on during the show.
Yeah!
That's not even staged enough.
Empty fuck.
Oh. Yeah, do you know what? I'll put a wee performance on as a show. I need to let myself get in it, Simon. I mean, I kind of just go all steam ahead and then burn and crash. I need to let the show go, sorry.
Kev, if you're wondering what that smell is up there, he had his furry little feet on that table, so I would...
I'm a bit steel down here, very steel. Me, that's killed me, that name under the balls. I'm surprised at that, actually. I know, but I've literally just been talking about how I feel as if your confidence, your arrogance is back, and look at you, mate, it looked tremendous. Unbelievable, thanks, you didn't see it before, you first walked in the door, you said, like, absolute shite. First one's that came out your mouth. It's because he's got product in his hair this week. I've changed, I'm confident now. But because you want to get recognised, you were going to put it...
I swear to God, what won't it be?
I can't leave how much that hurt you.
But you'd admit, it's the weight was done though. I shouted at the wind at first, and then he just didn't bother with me, so we move on, Andrew.
Big birthday, Mr. Ainsley Harriott.
Wow.
Happy birthday, what a man.
What age is he now?
I think he's nearly hitting his 60s, so ready, steady, cook, one of the best foods of all time.
Red apples, green tomatoes.
No, it was actually green peppers or red tomatoes.
He
used to put a picture of his.
I was waiting for something to unfold.
What a bad plan, man.
Put the shoes on, that'll make you feel better.
I'll get shoes on in a minute, Simon. Let me build up.
Right, boys, did you watch the final?
Aye, I did.
Enjoy it?
Nah.
Before we start, we need to say we've spoke to the boffy the first half. It's on a drip in the hospital, but 6 to 8 weeks is going to be it. The first half was a hard watch, wasn't it?
First half was fucking murder. I'm surprised I actually gave it to the second half, but the second half was better in terms of... Johnson played really, really well. Mm. Really impressed with how they popped the ball about. Didn't even give Livingston a sniff. Because you could just see that Livingston were trying to look for that one... set piece where they could maybe get a wee flick on or a knock down and get something, because they certainly didn't create anything. But I suppose when you're playing Marvin Bartley left wing back, you're not going to really create much down that side.
Davey Martindale should get his coaching badges taken off him.
I don't know. I can understand why he's putting there, because he's obviously trying to nullify the threat of
Sean Rooney.
But Marvin Bartley is just giving you nothing there, and that's not his fault. That's the manager's fault. He picked that selection.
I know, but why did that, Andy?
I don't know.
Livingston are fourth in the league, St Johnstone are sixth. Why change for them? Why not try and implement how you've played? Because you went 14 games unbeaten playing a certain way. Why not just stick to that?
Plus, it's as if he's like trying to experiment. You don't really experiment a cup final with the year. But first half, I think, was nervy, wasn't it? It was a nervy affair, both teams. And St Johnstone, second half, deserved it. They've been playing well for a while, haven't they?
They're up there with Nord.
Oh, NordVPN, oh my god, they're on fire, man. They drew with Diageo during the week.
Did they? What was it, scored wrong?
I said first points.
No, nil, cancelled each other out to them, or just too good.
I said first points, Diageo's dropped in on it.
Aye, well, they've not lost for a year.
Yeah, so
and then they've drew
a massive result.
They've drew
what
Nord
did they do with him on the bus again?
Chris Kane, man. Honestly.
Tireless.
Oh. You could hold a bank up with a water pistol up. He's held up with tremendous.
Very good. Reese Witherspoon's boy done well as well, Davey. He was good.
What a pub. But aye, it was a nervy affair, but congratulations to St Johnstone. Obviously, is that the second cup win in the last 10, 15 years? So.
And Livingston obviously went to the game in motors. I don't affect. What kind of motor drink Davey Martindale's got? It's definitely a Skoda.
Skoda, wee manky Skoda. Certainly.
Honk of your horny on the back.
Aye.
Suppose like Alan Davidson parked behind him.
Then we Alan Forrest popped to see it.
He's got the eyelashes on the...
on the side.
No, I
No, Simon, well, I'm not saying I'm surprised we haven't covered it yet, is how that game wasn't on the BBC. I think that's an absolute disgrace, Andrew.
Premier Sport it was on, wasn't it?
A national final, Simon. We all know that fans kind of get to the stadium now. And that game should have been put on. And I think, see if we were the BBC, right, or we were See, we'd shown the finals all the time, like sports scene, if it was open goal. There ain't no way anybody's coming in and taking that final off us. Do you know what I mean? So I think they had the day met.
So do you blame the BBC?
I think so. I think they've laid down, Simon, and let them come in and take the final off. I was really disappointed.
What person in particular at BBC Jinx laid down?
Jais, and I know who it is. And I don't want to go into too much people, Simon, but on the, I think the actual Premier Sports actually done me a favour, the game on that, because I've not got that. So I didn't.
Tell me about on Premier Sports, Steve Lovell's jeans.
With a bootcut?
Stuart Lovell,
what his name is. His jeans, talk to me about them.
Well, I've never seen them. Sorry. What, with the bootcut?
Bootcut, baggy, faded right down the middle. Oh. Fucking shocking. Voy, voy.
If you're slaughtering his gear, it must be bad, big man.
That is horrific.
But Callum Davidson as well, winning the final in Tommy Wright's suit. Fair play to him.
Aye, it was. Aye. I wonder where he got that suit with Jinx then.
Definitely been in, just left in St Johnstone manager's office, wasn't it? And he just put it on. No, listen, good on him. It's...
And by the way, he's ruthless, Callum Davidson.
Is he?
See, the week before, mate, the boy in Neil Ahmed scored an absolute belter against Motherwell and he dropped him for the final, put Conway back in. So maybe, I don't think he's the man that you think he is.
No, he's certainly
good manager.
He's certainly put
Jinx and Johnstone, the best set piece team in the world.
100%.
Aye, they are.
Aye, they're good.
Delivery's always good. They've always got about eight bodies attacking the ball.
Mate, back three are monsters, mate, isn't there? Rooney's a monster as well.
Right wing back's a monster. But see, to be fair, credit to both teams for getting there. It's not easy to get to a final. I should know what losing a final's like, so feel for Livy, but St Johnstone are lovely winners.
But Kev, for me, St Johnstone have got a few players that can go and play higher.
I think, see Rooney, right? I was checking his history last night. He started off at Queen's Park, and he was 16 years old or something. He made his debut.
Right.
And he's only like 24 or something. He's played quite a lot of games.
Was it Inverness as well, wasn't he?
Aye, Inverness. Centre-half, he started over at centre-half, and he was playing obviously right wing-back yesterday, but... Big man's got good feet, and what I like the most about him is he's aggressive, a proper, like, when it comes to defending, heads it clear, so you can trust him that way. But when attacking, like the goal he scored yesterday and goals that he scored recently, just goes for it, absolutely. And I don't know, I think Wotherspoon, decent.
Very
boy
good.
Kane, like, see, for I don't know how tall he is or how, what could you
He's not tall, he's not tall.
See his hold up play. Brilliant, his awareness, getting his body in the right positions, making it difficult for defenders where they had to foul him, linking up, making good. And see, Johnson, I think, had him in a bit more cute on the final third, they probably could have won the game with two or three. It was a final ball let them down. And the boy in goals for Livy McCrory, he'd actually know a bad game to be fair to him.
St Johnstone's back three, though, I think are very good.
Aye, you're talking about aggressive. I wouldn't fancy playing up front against any of them.
No.
And see, to be fair, the big boy at Livy, Guthrie, he's a monster as well. The boy Rooney's just held him off for the corner, done
mate,
so
Rooney
well.
Rooney looks like a screwball, doesn't he? Looks like he goes his holidays in Iraq, man.
I think he could be, he's someone that I look and what, having watched some St Johnstone games this year, I think he could go again.
Yeah, so
I think
he
could definitely get a move.
Get a Scotland call up. I think he could, mate. I think Stephen O'Donnell's what, he's not playing just now, whether I think he's been suspended, been alright, but Rooney's fine.
I'm not going to say he's going to maybe get the heights of a Scotland call up, but if we see sometimes what Ollie McBurnie puts in performance in Scotland, he's way more aggressive in that role than what McBurnie is for me sometimes. They actually could be brothers.
You're talking about Rooney or Kane?
Rooney. Kane, who are we talking about here?
Well, Rooney plays right. Rooney plays right wing back. Kane plays
I know,
back.
But Rooney. Aye, Kane.
So Rooney up top for Scotland.
Rooney up top. Got a problem. There you go.
Forrest at the back.
We've had worse number nines.
Yeah, Forrest at the back, Rooney up top.
Aye. Well, you had Jamesy Forrest as a centre-half.
Mignon came out at the back. Big Rooney up top.
Totally missed that point there, so I did.
Not at all.
Sorry.
He'll
start again. No Kane up for Scotland, but Big Rooney, in terms of how he's performed, he, like you say, could go again and he could potentially, who knows? Why not?
Drinking the water on the way there, anybody was farting like Sunnis, isn't it?
Did you hear him on the kit? That was incredible, man. Wait, I was in tears at that one. No, Simon,
who looks like a fart on that Livingston team?
Martindale's will be stinking a curry, won't it? Just pure. Tikka masala and a beer, man. Night before. Rotten his house.
A big don at home.
I think Dick Martindale just sits in his belt, a white vest, don't just let kebab meat all hear it. No, listen, the man is he's incredible.
But he's done a great job.
But what I'm going to say is on the man at the time, I believe. You can overthink things and you can build it up.
Maybe try to being too clever, Paul.
You can. I mean, he was talking about it for a long, long time since he got there. And you can build it up actually too much, and it's a bit of a letdown. Sometimes the best things are just off the cuff, Simon, as we all know. So I think he's maybe, I didn't see the game, Sammy, because I couldn't, you know what I mean? I tried to watch it live.
What were you doing?
I tried to watch it live, like my family, nobody alive. And things kept...
An illegal stream?
No.
Not VPN.
Simon, it was... Somebody told me he was a live link, but it kept coming up, fucking, no joke. Are you interested in over 75 year old woman? And Simon, the thing is, I ended up clicking on it and I was, and Simon right on it, and messaging him. So
I'm always your Dana Wig.
But then I was going to be man. But no, listen. No, Simon, not at all. No. Hey.
Oh, wow. Aww. Amazing, man.
Who's that for you?
It was an artist, Geo Art, isn't it? Geo Art.
How much did that cost you, bro?
It was a few K. I don't want to go too higher up because it isn't just a few cases. I mean, it's really, really up. And I don't want to go into it all the day. I'm sitting relaxed and unbelievable art, Simon, for the man. And you see, blotchy a wee bit in the skin.
He's got you spot and the furry feet.
And the furry feet just coming out. It's absolutely brilliant. And if you notice, Simon, no package whatsoever. No, but listen, Simon, absolutely brilliant.
Was that a toko game?
I was a toko
game. Look at the fear in your face, man.
Mate, if you just painted about here, totally would have just painted like that at me. Cut your butt.
Stun him out, you laugh.
We actually need to get Big Geo to draw totally, paint totally, didn't he, behind us?
Oh, amazing. Kev, I need to ask you, Kev, love you change jet for 20 minutes. Is that usually how long it takes for you to change
I thought the jet would have started. I think he could.
See, if you were going to see, sorry to interrupt you, but see that role Marvin Bartley done? Why could the jet not have done that? Give you an attacking option as well.
I think Davey Martindale looked back and think he got it totally wrong. The jet could have potentially gave that back three or St Johnson a wee bit more trouble than what they actually had, because I think it was comfortable for them. I don't know, I just... Like you say, the other side, why did Levy change to suit St Johnson's? They just have done what they've done the last 14 games. They just went for whatever they're doing. But regrets, they got to a final.
Have you ever heard that, where you went in like a massive game and the manager's just fucked you out of position? Still worst, man.
Semi-final or the FA Cup final. Mick McCarthy got a few things.
Well, you played in the... Wait a minute. You played in the semi-final of the FA Cup?
Aye.
Mate, why do you never tell us this shit?
Because I forgot. Old Trafford, 70,000, and who were we playing to? Fucking Millwall.
Man United.
Millwall.
Oh, Millwall, sorry.
Millwall.
Because they got to the final, Kev, didn't they?
They got to the final. And Mick McCarthy, fucking, he got a few things wrong that day. Changed players about.
They played Man U, didn't they?
And then Millwall played Man U, aye.
So, wait, where did you need to play? Wide?
No, I was up front, but just. I gave away the ball. I was playing well. I was really playing well. And with about 20 minutes, half an hour to go, I tried to cut one inside and it got interrupted. It got intercepted and Mick lost the fucking plot. And he lost the plot that much, he took the huff with me and brought me half.
Wow. Well, because you gave the ball away once?
Ah, he was fucking boiling because they nearly scored. Like, he was redder than some of parts of Slaney's suit. He was fucking boiling.
Was he something else?
No, I wouldn't have said your face because
thanks, Kevin.
Nothing can be as red as that. But he was boiling and he just took me half in the huff. Because I remember asking him years later, I said, why did you take me half? I said, I just took the fucking huff. I was in the moment and that. And then I remember afterwards, it was, I think Sir Alex was watching the game and Dennis Wise and thing. He says, your gaffer won us the game and they took you half. So it happens. Sometimes you get wrapped up in the moment, Si, where you think in your head that something might change, make things better, and it doesn't.
You heard that, Andy?
We were the FA Cup quarters.
Why? Wow.
Obviously, when we beat.
You're fucking hopeless. You've got to go to the other
end. So obviously,
who's that with?
So with Bradford, when we beat Millwall, and then we beat Chelsea, and then we beat Sunderland. So we beat two Prem and a Championship team.
Wow.
Got to the FA Cup quarters, the teams that were left was like Man City, Liverpool, and we got done Reading. We get the best possible draw you could get. Reading
at Reading?
Home. Not home.
At yours, right?
So we were like, we're getting to the FA Cup semis here. And every time we played at home, we just played the same way. I've told you this before, our pitch was terrible. So we used to just play in teams half. Teams would try and play half, we'd nick it half them and score. So we battered Reading at home, absolutely battered them, but drew 0-0, ended up going to their pitch. And any time we played away, we were just dogged. We would just sit in, defend, try and hit teams a counter-attack, score for a set piece, and Phil Parkinson Reading away, try to start fast, press high, play high, and have a go at them. We get beat 3-0. So I don't think personnel got wrong, but he should have just played the way we played the full season and how we got good results. So that was probably a bit of a regret. Because see, to be honest, I fancied us to beat Reading all day and we got absolutely battled.
So what was up for the first leg?
Sorry?
Would you win the first leg? What was the score first leg?
No, it was 0-0.
No,
it was a replay. Right. It was a replay away there.
Oh, right, okay.
See, you did coach inside and you're always talking about like changing formations to suit teams. See, if you're a team and you set up the same way all the time, and obviously people can identify that, but see if you do it well and you do your role better than the other team, it doesn't matter what they do.
No, I wouldn't change for it. Like, unless you're playing a...
Man City don't change to play Liverpool or Man United. They still play the same way, but what they do is they make sure they do it to the peak ability that they can, and it overrides anything that's in front of them.
I hate when managers do that, Kev. We're going to change today because they do this.
Because they do this.
Especially when it's a team in the same league as you. Especially, see, if I'm a Livy player and St Johnstone are three places underneath us and we're changing for them, I'm thinking...
I remember years ago we played, it was on the route to the FA Cup quarterfinal. The quarterfinal we played Sheffield United. Was it Sheffield United? I think it was Sheffield United. And my ex-teammate Paul Farwell played with Sheffield United and he phoned me up like a couple of days before and says, all we're doing all week is working on fucking shape, how to stop Kevin Kyle because Neil Warnock fucking loves you and that's all he's doing. He's talking about, we'll do this. Turned up for the game and I was fucking on the bench. So the game went to pot, but I came on and scored anyway. So
brilliant big man.
I was going to say, any of your 30 games that you played like that?
The only semi I played was I was up my room with my brother. No, Simon, listen, that will never get good. Simon, that's one of the best days of my life, but I will never class myself as a Celtic player because I always said it and it's me talking for the heart here, you must play 100 games. John Clark always said when you can call yourself a Celtic player is when you played 100 games. No, anybody can come on now and again and listen, I deserve to go on that pitch that day, but unfortunately things unfolded and that's it.
Right, okay.
Thanks.
But you were definitely a lovely one, weren't you?
Oh, lovely.
What was it like when you were 16 with all that pressure?
Tough, Simon. I always say that, didn't I just say
tough? See, is that your debut picture? Like debut? No.
Aye.
Is it?
So where's that going to go in the house?
We had it up in the front in the living room.
Did you?
Above the telly. I took the big picture that we had.
What picture was there before?
My dad and my naked just lying there. My mum was that side and my dad was that side. It was a cracking picture for the family walk in and see it.
Was it the same guy that painted your
mum? He painted that one, so we get in touch. He was really good at it. He
was Ross Tottenham behind the two and all.
Did that? The two of them? Oh, did they have football boots on as well? You
might have. She certainly had two big studs, Simon, in it.
We didn't even go to the topics yet.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh. Metals are moves.
She had metals. Yeah, my dad had a mold on. Rubbish crap. Really.
That was all right.
No, but seriously, back to normality, Simon.
Right, Andy, Kev, I've not the chance to speak to you about Neil Lennon's departure. Would you just make it? Kev, we'll start with you, mate.
No surprise, because I think the pressure was mounting. And whether he's sacked or departed himself, only time will tell if anything comes out, if he says anything. But I didn't like how he said there was unbelievable circumstances as to why things in the season mitigating circumstances. I'd love to know what they were. I'm sure everybody would love to know what they were. But
it was a hair gel, wasn't it?
Aye.
Gary Parker gel on his hair.
Aye. There's something no right there. But ultimately, I think it's good for him. He's done his bit for Celtic. In time, Celtic fans will appreciate Neil Lennon as a player, as a manager, and that'll take time. But at this moment in time, that can be good for your health and your lifestyle, going home and feeling that pressure all the time. It's... Fuck that.
Why do you think it ever worked out for him?
Do you know what, Si? I think he was too late in making a gamble with changes. Instead of just saying, right, you've tried and tested players that I'm trying to trust, he's only fucking doing it for me. Pop them out, and he maybe should have put in Tumble and Sorrow and tried maybe Young Henry. Wait at the beginning, and maybe they might not have got as far behind. You know, when I think it was like December, before they played Rangers, was talking to beat Rangers, blah, blah, blah. But even when they lost to Rangers, Rangers were still going to drop points at some point. Like I know they're still undefeated, and they potentially could go and finish the season without losing. But even dropping 2 points at a time, if Celtic could have kept in touch, they would have had an opportunity, but he waited and waited and waited, and then once he got Turnbull and Soro into the team, the team started to change a wee bit. They started to put in better performances.
Still waiting to see young Henry. Who's that?
No, Henry, you kind of boy.
Welsh,
sorry.
I know you're the Welsh, the boy at centre half.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just think that maybe loyalty to the quarter players that brought success maybe was too prolonged.
You get well along that, innit?
Aye. I think it's been something that's been spoken about for so long now, to the point it was maybe, it was a bit of a shock to some people that it didn't happen in January, but when it didn't, I just thought he was going to get sort of the backing and the support to go to the end of the season. So I think maybe a wee bit surprised at the timing, but first things first, I wish him well. Must have been a hard year for him. Somebody that's got Celtic in his DNA, and you see how much he loves and supports the club, and like Kev says, down the line, there's no doubt people are going to have so many fond memories with Neil Lennon, but I think as much as Celtic fans, Celtic players, he's had as tough a time as any of them. And no doubt he's going home and struggling with results and the expectation. And he'll have a sort of feeling that he's let people down this year as well. But he's got time to go in and relax with his family and look to the future. But
he's definitely got another job.
Have you got an ad? You've not really spoken. Have you spoken about it much?
On the Coupe show, we've done a big bit. Listen, I think we all know Simon.
You just copied everything Frank said, didn't you?
After 8 minutes. So, no, listen, I think we... It's what Andrew said there, I'm a wee bit surprised that he went when he did. I think that should have probably happened, even if there wasn't a manager out there, that you got somebody in, around about, it could have been as far back as October, but it hadn't been, and I thought that it looked like he was staying at the end of the season. But nah, Simon, I think his time is settled.
Do you think, Slaney, question, if it had a changed in January or Christmas time, do you think a new manager would have got a kick out of the players they had? Or do you think Lenny was the right man to be kept in the role?
No, I think a new manager would have certainly... I'm a great believer, Simon. I always think when new managers come in, they make a massive difference. It changes the whole mindset, even getting into training. And I'm not saying Neil Lennon was that it was causing it all, but it's just a change, and it's a change of voice, and a change of this. Of course, we need to be good. You're still stuck with Barkas and stuff, and goal. You've not got an aberrant goalkeeper there, but I think a change certainly would have helped.
I think he was let down with some players. I think some players underperformed to the levels that they
had. They've all
100%.
Every one of them, though. No,
that's a difficult one.
The players as well this season.
You can't sack 11 players, unfortunately, and pay them off. The manager always was the one that succumbs to the disaster. But I think in the circumstances at that time, had they got a new manager in, he still had to deal with those players that Lenny was working with. And how do you all of a sudden turn them around, get them on your side? And who was the manager that was available at that time to bring a change? But Neil Lennon, for me, he'll be back in football at some point, but just go and have a break, enjoy it, man, because that's been a tough year. Think of that. The success will always outweigh. Like, if we talk about the cup final at the beginning of the show, St Johnstone was the second most successful team in the country in the last 5 years for trophies. So that shows you the dominance that Celtic's had. It's come to an end, but football changes from year to year. It does.
And the way it's done, that's not acceptable. The way it's came to an end. That's certainly.
What do you mean?
But it's fine. Listen, if Rangers went on winning the league this year, and it was, you were putting a fight up, but you've literally, the league's been over for almost December. Mm-hmm. That's not acceptable for Celtic. So, listen, I agree, it can't go on forever, but there's no way a season like this should ever happen at Celtic.
You say like a new manager, they got a bounce in that. So they get a new manager, John Kenny takes him. For me, exact same as it's been all year.
I've never known a Celtic team, and they might be hard way without with Forrest injured and maybe Mikey Johnson no fit or whatever. I've never known a Celtic team to go through a whole season no playing wide players. I hate it. We've grown up Celtic.
Again, why don't sign wide players in the summer?
I mean, I hope they didn't think El Yunus was a wide player.
He's not a wide player, is he? He's not pace.
So, for me, there's never been a successful team.
Who plays a diamond? Who's ever won any and played a diamond?
There's no wing players, wide players. I don't know if you can prove me wrong there, but any top team always play. They might either come in, but you still have wide players there in it. I've never grown up known a Celtic team never to have wide players in the team for so long this season. Could be right.
Do they need to appoint somebody quickly, Andy, or take their time and get their
plan? Nah. the season is done, isn't it? I think the business has to get done early, but I don't think it needs to be done now. I think going into the summer as soon as possible. That's why the recruitment process for the next manager should be starting now. But I don't think there's any rush to get somebody in before the season ends. I just think they need to make sure they get the right appointment going into the summer. Try and get somebody, a new manager, the right man to come in early to do their business as soon as possible. Because I always think that must be important as a manager. Because it must be so difficult, I think, for a new manager to come in and say you've got a 6-week pre-season. You're implementing your style of play in 6 weeks. Every player needs to understand how you want your team to play going into a season. You want to try and get your business done. I've heard the word rebuild literally for the last 4 months. If there's going to be a rebuild at Celtic, they need to try and get as much as that rebuild in as possible to just try and kickstart it and get their message across. It must be hard for a manager. If you're trying to get in a new style of play, something different to what Lenny was doing last year, because the Euros is on and you're maybe not getting 2, 3, 4 players that you want, and maybe the Euros is done and then before you know it's 2 weeks before the end of the season. So I think the recruitment process should be starting now, but I think it's probably more important to get the right man rather than
something. So your problem is, Rangers know exactly what type of player they need because of the style of play. How do you say that? You know what players to sign right now, but they don't know what way a new manager
but see,
play.
See the thing, see when Gerrard got the job, right? I don't know this for a fact, by the way, but I was told a good 6 weeks before he was the manager that it was done.
So you think people all know in the background?
I think in the background, Celtic will have a target. Maybe not right now, but eventually they will have a target, and that guy will be all but done except for the pen on the paper, basically.
But you know yourself, Andy, would that guy not need to actually see these players in training and decide who he wants to keep and the way he's going to play?
But it's like you said, I think he'll be more focused on what he feels he already needs, having watched previous Celtic games. Because if he gets a job, he's going to watch the games, isn't he? And he'll probably get a good sense of what he needs moving forward, and then he'll start trying to think who can bring in before he can think of who can get it.
See, do you think, I don't want to keep throwing these names out. See guys like Edward, Ayer, I'm just saying because it's the better players. Let's say McGregor, Christie. Do you think their minds made up that even if a new manager comes in, they still want to leave? Well, let's say Edward. See if I manage.
Yeah, I think Edward will be away.
Aye.
Think so?
I think he'll be away.
And I think that's why you probably don't need to rush a manager in the new, because I don't think a manager coming new is going to change Ayer's mind, whatever, if Edward's mind.
Does he not need to come and have a look at Clamala, Ayeti and Griffiths and decide if they're...
I would agree with your point, Si. I would agree with you. I think a manager needs to come in soon. And it's not just a case of, I understand what Andy's saying in terms of watching the games up to now. You need to go in there and see what kind of individual they are, what kind of character they take to you. Edward will get a move. Ayer will probably get a move somewhere, or they'll be interested. The likes of Christy McGregor potentially maybe would like a move. Whether that happens or not is a different story. So you need to really, I think, get a manager in so that he can suss out the place, get a vibe of what's needing, and start this process early. Because see if you leave it too late, you're going to end up
with a catch-up
game. A manager, the whole thing, because see, for me, it's like somebody said that they are the Euros. The Euros is going to cause a... It does. Every time a Euros or World Cup comes on, it causes a delay in signings.
And probably puts people's value up.
And puts people's value up. So somebody who you might like might go and hit. So let's say an example, right? Somebody that's Celtic's interested in MRA. Right. Goes and has an unbelievable Euros. Somebody who you get for maybe 2-3 million quid all of a sudden needs to be 10 million quid because a team in England starts showing interest. But at the same time, it maybe works the other way. Somebody who is maybe on the periphery in the Euros, that's in the squad, but maybe gets on a wee bit here and there. So it's a tough one, but I would, if I were a Celtic fan, I would like to see a manager get in and try and get the business end of things started.
Well, here's one.
We do what they don't need and try and start getting what they do need.
You cannot appoint a manager right now if he's already in another job.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
So do you think they're looking at somebody that's in another job?
Aye.
Could be.
Aye. More than likely, isn't it?
You
tell me who's not on a job right now that Celtic could go for, except for Eddie Howe.
Eddie Howe would be the one I would go for.
You would go for?
I'd go for Eddie Howe. I wouldn't have went for him this season because the pressure of Tenor and Oldie. I think you're getting 2 or 3 years at working with a director of football. I think Eddie Howe's the type you should go for.
I'll change my answer. I don't change my opinion, but I'll change my answer. If they feel the right man's unavailable, then get him in now. But if I still think it's more important that they get the right man, and if that right man they feels in a job, I don't think there's any rush to do it right now.
So have you got any names for us that you think could be getting looked at?
I think Moisey, because there's some big hussies about.
Do you think the hussies in Glasgow are big enough?
Oh aye. There'll be a couple for him.
He's wanting to buy Hampden and turn it into a house, wouldn't
he? One next door here, mate. He'd love that.
who you thinking?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can I just, before I go on that, we had a discussion all night, and I still find it quite, and it's not against the size of Celtic. Do you think Roberto Martinez would go to Celtic? Do you think that? Can't see that happening.
Only because I think he would like to get into club football, but
no, it's
he's managing the number one international team in the world. What if he goes and
Spurs,
what if he goes and wins the Euros? You're probably linking them more to like
Barcelona, mate.
Jobs then.
Aye, he's got too much of an opportunity with Belgium in this Euros to do something big.
And so
if he does that, then his stock becomes quite high in the world football, whereas you kind of wait to somebody like that. Celtic need to be in there looking at. I've tried to look to see who's just out of job, who's young and up and coming, but...
Well, I think Lampard's one.
Lampard potentially could be. I know he doesn't know much about the Scottish game, but for me, he don't need to know about any level.
Jody Morris, though, Kev, who does know the Scottish game.
Of course he does. I just think you need to know how to play good football and get fans excited by what you put on the park. He'll know... For me, when Steven Gerrard turned up for Rangers, for me, the name Steven Gerrard was what would attract players to the club at Rangers. It would be like... I'm going to get in there and work with Gerrard. That's a big pull. And I think Celtic need to go down that same line as somebody that, I'd love to work with him. You know what I mean? Like when Brendan Rodgers can sign players wasn't a problem. Somebody who players will think, I would like to go and work on that.
But that's your problem with Celtic just now. So they've signed the boy Shaw, right? Who's played with Sheffield United. What happens if a new manager comes in and says, the boy Shaw?
Sure.
I don't want a centre midfielder that plays like him.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Celtic
signed a boy Shaw for Sheffield Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
I've
never even seen that.
IP.
No, he has.
IP. But that's what I'm saying. So you're signing boys. What happens if a new manager comes? He plays defensive midfield. He runs a bit tackle and says, "I don't want somebody that does that. I want somebody who goes and gets on the ball." Mm. So who are you signing these players for?
Well, if that's the case, I'd imagine it's the boy Nicky Hammond that's made that signing. So
but why? On what purpose?
That's
because
what
Nicky Hammond thinks he's a good player.
Is he still
going to
be the recruitment?
Yeah,
but a lot of the new man comes in.
The way football is new, the manager doesn't have the final scene.
I know, but I think a manager would go and say,
I think Martinez, like, he want to know what type of music players listen to.
And the changing room.
I think that's why he loves the Belgium job.
Jason Derulo, they love
him. Playing time for gigs and that, and they love go to concerts.
Can you please do the Martinez dance with that suit on?
But what is it again?
It was like that, mate.
It was proper, pure digging in.
I mean, I can't believe he got away with
it. Was Sean behind him and he was there?
Sean's tight with Big Schnoz.
John Kennedy?
Big Schnoz.
Is there any way, there's another question for you, is there any way John Kennedy gets it?
No, I'd be surprised. But see, generally, right, I'm a wee bit shocked. I know you might have different opinions. The amount of stick John Kennedy's taken is harsh.
He said that, mate. A coach can only do so much.
And every single person I've talk to that worked with him or say how good a coach he is. That doesn't mean he's a good manager, right? It's two different things. But he's very highly thought of and respected. So maybe...
I think the one, Andy, and I agree with 100% there, because John Kennedy was a centre-half, people say, how the fuck are the defence?
That's a load of rubbish. If you're a coach, doesn't matter what position you play. You should know every fucking position.
Aye.
See, when coaches get praised and highly thought of, think that's down to like their training sessions or class where you turn up and think, fucking hell, he puts on some right good sessions, or you think,
man, it's the information, coaches, isn't it?
Aye.
It's the information they're getting.
What would you use class as like a quality coach? Somebody that, what is it that they do?
Clarity.
That makes you think,
yeah,
fucking hell, he's a top coach.
Aye.
Is it information or is
aye.
It or
just
is
clarity?
It,
knows.
You go on the pitch knowing exactly what you expect.
See, a bad coach, right? A bad coach can't a bad coach doesn't convince a player that they know what they're talking about. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if a good coach is talking to you, you believe in everything he's saying, do you know what I mean? You believe like, oh, that's what we need to win games.
When Andy Millen was the AL assistant, he used to say the same thing. He says, see, football players, as stupid as everybody thinks they are, when it comes to football, he says, they know a fraud.
Yeah.
And we used to hear a couple of coaches at AL that maybe won it at the heights we'd like to have been. So when they put on drills and stuff, it was fucking shite.
I think you could tell a coach
for aye,
first
and that's
ever.
What you would class a fraud, the frauds. But no, I think that's just an interesting thing because obviously it's been a while since I've kicked a ball and understood what coaches do. But like Ian Dowie was information all the time, constant information. And I liked that because...
Constantly brushing his hair, wasn't he?
Fucking constantly scared the shit out of you.
Do you know what I've absolutely loved? First part of the show was nothing short of comedy genius, and then now it's intellectual.
You're getting both sides of it.
I think we're very good at switching up that.
You don't get that anywhere else.
And what, so what, you want to stay on the intellectual stuff or you want to go back to the carry-on?
Well, we're going on to the Rangers, so the penalties will certainly will be a carry-on.
Just quickly on the third space, because Celtic played Aberdeen at the weekend. Does that give Aberdeen a wee bit of hope with Hibs getting beat at home for Motherwell?
No, it's a shock, wasn't it?
Shambles.
Motherwell.
Need to give Motherwell a bit of credit, because changed the way he's playing. We slot him for it.
And I watched the game against St Mirren as well, and they were the better team. Probably
to go more direct,
that game. No, more direct. Yeah. They played
See, because again, Graham Alexander's watched the show, listened to what the lads are saying about people, and he's turned it around.
I think people do listen. I swear to God, I do think the top people listen to it.
And then changed their style because of what we've said.
Mate, we're going to it when we're going to England. Mourinho. He played exactly the front three I told him to play. Bale, Son and Kane.
That's why they won 4-0. I was wondering that.
Or it was
it's not rocket science, is it?
Exactly, Simon.
All right, sorry, Andy. Motherwell, Hibs, there you were saying.
Aye, maybe, but I mean, I know they scored last week, but Aberdeen will be at a point where they just need to worry about themselves. Because like, if you're catching somebody, worry about your own games. If you win 80% of your games for now at the end of the season, there's probably a good chance you will finish third.
Yeah.
Again, it's another game they've not scored, but probably looked a wee bit more dangerous. But Ash Taylor's chance, 0-0, is probably the biggest chance of the game, you've got
great
to say. But again, with Aberdeen great. They were alright. Mm.
See, this is another part I want to say. See what you're saying about, again, Ash Taylor had three headers. Christopher Ayer's man of the match, he's linked to a big club. Doesn't defend corners?
I think that's
great at taking the ball out and passing, but you're not a midfielder, you're a centre half.
But it seems that now, Simon, and I've said it for years, it seems like now defending is people don't actually look for that now. No, saying managers don't, but in the media, they're saying this is a brilliant player. If he's good on the ball and all that, he can play. Mm. The first and foremost, Simon. Easy for me to say, as defending, and I think it's certainly coming out of the game a wee bit.
Aberdeen will take a lot of positives in the fact that, see, when it gets to the top six and they're playing teams run about them, Aberdeen have always been good at beating the type of teams. So they'll know that they've got a good chance. I probably still fancy Hibs to get it, to be honest, but they've definitely got a chance.
Disappointment.
I think
that was a chance to go the full month and winning every
what
game.
What Hibs was?
Hibs was
That's a shame for them. I think Hibs, that could be a good wake-up call for them, Simon, because they maybe just got a wee bit complacent, thinking that things were just going along too nice. But then again, saying that, Motherwell, if Motherwell had started the season better and played well, they would be up there challenging. But they got after a horrific start, change of manager, Stevie Robbins decided to go. And maybe that's the Motherwell that turned up on Saturday that should have been there all season. So it's not a shock because Motherwell on their day can be a good side. I think the boy Doidge is it Doidge? He's in the same bracket as Firmino and big Kabamba. Aye, they're just
what a back three,
to score
that
goals.
What a back three.
But then so's the boy Kane at St John's. Is it 13 game season they scored? I don't care. A bit like myself back in the day. I was scared to score goals.
Hibs has got a wee problem now, though. Who do you put Nisbet back in? Do you stick with Boyle and Doidge?
You put Nisbet back in.
Yank.
Aye.
And take out Doidge.
I think Doidge Boyle, so much put Boyle back out. Why you know what? Is there no way they can
brilliant wing back, innit?
Is there no way they can get the three of them in?
Playing a 3-5-2, I don't think so. Okay, where else do you play Martin Boyle in a 3-5-2?
Is that no way you maybe try and think, like, we've had a defeat, let's just change, give things a wee different, a wee shake up, maybe play Doidge up the middle, play Nisbet and Boyle off him?
To be fair, it's not a bad option to have. Got good attacking options, isn't it?
Because Doidge is good with the whole link up thing and causing problem and letting the others get on the ball. So maybe that is an option. I don't know.
Any input on this, Paul?
I don't know if I'd love to get invited to the training ground actually to see if he coaches.
Who, Jack Ross? I think he does coach, doesn't he?
I don't think he does.
Huh?
You said he was the best
coach in Britain
in the league last year.
Did I?
Wait, what makes you think he doesn't coach?
I don't know.
His coaching's on Netflix, Lenny.
I think he does.
Sunderland documentary.
No, I don't know if he's a coach or he's a manager. I'm not saying. I don't know if he goes out there and he's setting the team up exactly the way he wants to play. I don't know.
Come on, Sladey, give me a name. Nick, who do you want for the next
Celtic job?
Celtic manager, aye.
Celtic job?
Who do you want?
Stevie Freel.
Rooney.
Feed the Freel.
Leach.
Certainly not.
Frank.
That's a great question, Andrew. I love that.
It's one that you'd probably should be expecting, don't I? Who the next Celtic manager is going to be? Do you not expect that to come up with
such a massive job, Simon. I mean, biggest club in the world. You know what I mean?
So, he's the name.
Hoop Henkes. Remember him?
No. Is Boca not a
Bayern Munich.
Aye.
What, is that another old guy?
Some appointment that.
He's been retired for about 10 years.
He's 94.
What about, has Boca not had any good managers that you like? Your days at Boca now? Anyone you could recommend?
No, but they've got that stout. Do you know what? Boca's actually male at Rangers.
Fair. Huh.
Don't really play attack football at all. Attack the football's male. No, certainly, Simon.
He's tipped Sean Maloney.
I'd love to show him. I want to get it. I honestly, I would. I'd be want Maloney in.
Because there's a wee chance that you
could. I could creep in. But I can.
Fingers crossed, you mate.
Do you think that Celtic need to get a name or just somebody?
Somebody that's good for the job, Kevin.
Aye.
Right, we're on to Rangers. Andy, we'll start with you. Tuesday night. Good result, good performance again. Tuesday. How far can they go? Sorry, Thursday night.
Very good. Attacking wise, unbelievable. Some of the goals they scored, some of the passes I play. Truth be told, I still think they'll be disappointed, knowing what Gerrard's like and what Michael. I still think they'll be disappointed that conceded 5. In my opinion, I don't think. Listen, there's not any bad teams in Europa League, especially in the last 32. But Antwerp for me. I think Galatasaray were better.
Yeah.
And Rangers played Galatasaray in the qualifying rounds.
Couldn't have believed, mate, when they played out for the back against Rangers, eh? Rangers just took the ball from up the pitch.
Which is what I think, you're talking about how teams, you know, play different ways against different styles or away from home at home. Rangers have done that brilliantly at home in Europa League, where they'll watch teams, they'll see how they like to spread out and play out for the back and high press, and the amount of goals or chances created they've done for actually pressing high up the pitch. But Antwerp's game management for the first 10 minutes where they were losing the ball by trying to thread balls into the centre mids, and instead of just either playing it long, because they're a big striker, a big target man up front, or try to, because Rangers played a high line, play it in behind, they just sort of played into Rangers' hands. But
Rangers were a better team. I've spoke to you obviously about the midfield movements, but I've never seen this before. So Antwerp played with a 3 in the middle of the pitch with a sitter. Usually any other team I've seen, one of the midfielders would go and mark the sitter, but if Hadji goes out, I say Kent goes in and marks the sitter.
Aye. And the only sort of ball they'll encourage is a big switch over the far fullback.
I've never seen that before. Have you other than...
I have.
So see, if you're playing against a free midfield and I'm playing it up against that free, if that guy gets the ball, usually one of my midfielders would go out and pick him up. Right. But Rangers midfield three stay like that, and it's the front three work it to mark that.
Do you want me to tell you who I've seen date before? Steve Clark with Kilmarnock.
Does he?
Aye, so I played left back in the game. So I'll just ask you a question. If a centre half's passing me the ball, who do you think presses me?
So you're playing left back?
I'm playing left back.
Yeah, right midfielder, wasn't it?
Right midfielder. It was a right centre mid. So it used to be like Dicker Power and Dishbowl or something. It would be the right centre mid that would press. They would all shuffle across and they would just stand on sort of Ryan Kent as a sort of two on one. And it was actually hard.
It was hard
to sort of play through, because your only real pass would try and thread a whipped pass into the striker or sort of recycle it and start again, switch your play. So
where would the right midfielder go?
Sort of stand on Kent's toes. So instead of him, because if the right midfielder pressed me, 9 times out of 10 I could
just play around him.
So Steve Clark actually just told the right midfielder to stay on sort of Kent's toes, and it would be the right centre mid that pressed. But anyway, back to that game. I've said that I do think Rangers can go far again. Slavia probably will be a good team, but I still think it's a good draw. There's a lot of bigger names that they could have got. But some of the football they're playing in Europe has been ridiculous. The Kentish goal, what a goal that was. Yeah. Glenn Kamara threads in an unbelievable pass. Taji gets out in a half turn, plays in Alfredo. Alfredo was... That's the best I've seen him for months.
I never thought he had that sort of performance in his locker, mate.
Eight goal involvements in, over the two legs. Like,
he's
unbelievable.
Touching
everything was. He does seem to get the best out of him as well, because he was unplayable over the two legs.
And he's got his hair fixed, makes a massive difference, eh? His hair's excellent.
He asked for a pulse line.
Pulse line, Kev, you impressed? Andy says, he need to get back to being defensively good. That's why
I think that's been the only question mark over the season, that when they've been put under pressure on the defence, they have given away goals. Not too many, because the goal difference speaks for that, but sometimes maybe is it because they're so dominant going forward that they do just switch off at the back, because they're all wanting a part of an assist, or Tavernier got them doing wings and whatever, obviously. But for me, I just didn't, at the beginning when the draw was made, we didn't ever think that Rangers wouldn't get through the group. We all said that they would beat Antwerp quite comfortably, and then, like I say, a favourable draw. But it's good. They're riding on the crest of a wave now, and the wave doesn't seem to be shying up. It's good for them. It's good Scottish football.
Do you know what I thought? How did Antwerp beat Tottenham? How did they beat Tottenham?
I know Antwerp are decent, but they're just so.
Because Jose Mourinho is a manager.
This is what I said to you. I really wanted Rangers to get an English team, because I'm sick of English teams, the way they talk about the Scottish game up here. And what did I say? I said I'd like to see Rangers against Leicester, for obviously the Brendan Rodgers thing, like Scottish team versus English team. But Leicester can hold up their end of the bargain, and they're hooked. So I would like to see him get English.
Tierney take him on.
Simon, it'd be 4-5-0.
By what a game that was.
No, it would generally be a brilliant game.
That Arsenal-Benfica game was what a game.
Andy, I got absolutely annihilated last week for me saying that somebody phoned me up and told me they didn't think Rangers' defence was good. Mate, I got annihilated for that.
Did you pass the messages on to the guy?
Slaughtered the guy in his first words. And I went, listen, mate, they went through in Europe again. He went, they've conceded an R2. And I went, for fuck's sake, we need a break. Do you know what I mean? He said, my point's proven. I said, and then so
I know that will annoy them though, because they want to sort of build on defence first before.
Mate, see, to be honest, see, I mean, Rangers are concerned. I look at that Europa League, right? The teams that are still out there, there's big names in it, but I think they could go far.
I think they beat Prague.
I think
if we get to Werner and Jack back, I think they could beat Prague.
It could be some game. I was reading that Slavia Prague averaged 3 goals a game throughout the full season.
Wow. But see, like Man United, right? I was talking to my mate about this.
Is this the same guy that tells you stuff, or is this
a different guy? Right. It's a good guy, actually.
And what does he say about Rangers defensively?
He said the penalties are a disgrace. I don't like any of that. There's no way. I told him that. Stop saying about penalties. It's in football. The reason Rangers are getting penalties is because they're attacking and they're in the opposition's box. He went, I've never seen 4 getting gained in the one round. Ugh, forget all that. Certainly no, Simon. See, Man United played, right? You look at Man U's team, right? But there's something about it, I just feel, they have 2 legs. I don't know.
Who?
Man U.
Be a tough game, wouldn't it?
Be very tough.
I think they would have a bit, they'd have a better chance against like a Tottenham or something, Man U, wouldn't they? You'd like to think.
Do you think they have 2 legs, Man U would knock them out? Aye,
Man U.
Do you think Rangers could, but?
Aye, they could, 100%, I think Celtic or Rangers over 2 legs in Europe could beat anyone, but obviously there's going to be a favourite in the game, and I think Man U would be favourites. I've always said that I think they need to be lucky. If they want to go, obviously they go to quarters last year, if they want to go further than that, I think they need to be lucky with the draws they've got. And I think Slavia Prague, for me, Rangers are the favourites.
But have you thanked them for letting Nathan Patterson at the party to go play the game?
Top man.
How amazing, by the way, I'll tell
you. Did you see him before he left to go
you
to
told
the game?
Me, I know, you told me that after the goal, he went home and had another party, didn't you? Celebrated that again.
Done it again, the boy.
Same place.
Done it again.
Did you give him a bit of advice before he left the house?
Simon, I'm going to say this, and I don't even want to carry on here for once. I want to be dead honest serious. No, see on him, Simon. I'm going to say it. That is unbelievable management.
No, but for him as well, coming on and doing that.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? But, I mean, I said that and I pulled up McCoist. Nobody will pull up McCoist, and I like McCoist a lot. But the week before, the away leg in Antwerp, he sat there and said,
looked in the camera and tell him.
How will the boy Nathan Patterson be feeling the new? Because he knows he would have been taking part with that way because James Tavernier would get injured. And it was the right thing. He said, you didn't need to come and say that, because I did really like him, Simon. But he's done exactly what First Rangers player I've ever been proud of. There you go. I was really, really happy for the boy.
Yeah, right.
I was really, really happy for him because he might have honestly felt, we were saying last week, his career could have been done.
Yeah. No, not only that, you're coming on right and you're thinking, if I didn't do well here, I'm going to get...
Aye.
And he made a difference.
And he was good.
It was, aye.
I don't know if he is good enough for Rangers, but he made a difference that game.
So you said the rate him to, didn't
you? I rate him. I really rate him.
Do you?
I think he's very good.
Would you see he's better than Alan Hutton?
No, because he's played about five games.
Better than Alan Hutton.
But two or three years ago, when people used to ask me who's the best young player at the club, I always thought that Nathan Parson had the best chance, just because he's athleticism.
What age used to say that
modern about fullback.
People used to say that about him, though.
What age is Parson?
19.
So you were looking at flights to Amsterdam for him, weren't you?
I know. What was he thinking when he was there? No, listen, but what age is 19? Frimpong 19 as well? Was he similar to him?
Is Frimpong 19? Anyway, he's obviously no as accomplished as... It's Frimpong, isn't it? I think he's coming through the youth academy. I'm always someone that wants to see more youth players coming through the likes of the Old Firm, especially obviously Rangers. And I think he's always been the one that I felt had the best chance.
He's like, realistically, if Tavernier's going to stay at Rangers, right, he's going to play for the next two or three seasons. Where this part doesn't get in, where this part. So when Tavernier decides.
It's up to him to push him out, Kevin.
Of course it is.
That's what I mean. Like,
Nathan Patterson could end up getting to the age of 22, 23 and played maybe a handful of summer appearances and his career could pass him by. It's a difficult one when you're young. If you had somebody ahead of him that was maybe no concreted at the side, you're thinking, I've got a chance of getting in here.
Aye.
Whereas when you've got Tavernier, the way he's going now. But then again, injuries, suspensions, things change. And obviously when he gets an opportunity...
He is competing for the worst position. Yeah. That's
what I'm trying to get at.
Competing against a captain, somebody that's been the most consistent player for about 3-4 years. See saying that though? Obviously it's rare, but Alan McGregor didn't really break through at Rangers to about 24, 25. Well, he was on loan for about...
Went Dunfermline, didn't he?
Aye, Dunfermline, I think Forfar, St Johnston. So he was like 3-4 loan moves. But so... I think he's obviously still very early on in his career, but I don't think there's any doubt that if Tav did leave or Tav did get injured for a long period of time,
he'd be right in. Who were you competing with for that left midfield berth spot?
Aidan McGeady quickly ran to Russia.
We spoke about Motherwell, we said it was a shock. Tony Watt played well, didn't he? He's passed for the first goal. He's went for like a goal scorer, Tony, almost like a
Firmino, would you say?
Firmino,
Morelos.
Dropping in, wee passes, that's a couple of assists he's had that have been top class.
I think, listen, Motherwell shouldn't be where they're at.
Do you think it should be higher or lower?
Higher. They've got good players, Motherwell, haven't they?
Aye, they've got a good team.
Haven't they?
I think they've missed it when Gav Cowan's not played, haven't they?
He dropped, he dropped Polworth as well, who I like.
Oh, I think that's because I said that to start of the year, didn't I? I've Polworth's always been good, a fan of Polworth. They've actually got a good midfield, to be fair. Campbell as well.
Boy Maguire's alright, he's a really young boy, isn't he?
I always liked the boy Donnelly as well, but he got injured for that. He's still injured, didn't he?
Simon Donnelly, huh? Decent. Right, Stuart Finlay's off to the MLS.
Oh, he's got a heart.
Finlay, man. I know, you said he was going to
have
a
heart. He
was at Tynecastle?
He was there at Tynecastle. I'm not kidding on, I got a message saying Stuart Finlay is in Tynecastle, so whatever.
Is it true that he failed a medical with Curly Toe?
Curly Toe, aye. The big jet done it, didn't he?
He
was doing a medical with him, and he'd say, get out of here, you're going to the Philly.
Did the Jet have the rubber gloves on?
The rubber gloves on, certainly, and I can't believe he's actually turned his back on. Did you see him at Tynecastle or no?
No.
Strange.
But you gave me an exclusive, and I was telling everyone.
Telling everybody.
Finlay's coming in.
And did you heard anything on top of that now, or is it just what you heard through Paul?
No, truth be told, I honestly heard there was a chance that he could be got to Hearts. And I thought he'd be a good signing.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Went
you surprised he's went over to America, Ken?
I was too young.
Too young, yank. Philadelphia, so you've been there. Oof, what a place.
I don't know. I think he had a scoring cap a few years ago.
Aye.
So basically, we got to the MLS.
But he couldn't put it on because he made his ears look even bigger than that.
Obviously, going to the MLS at 26 in gears, that kind of puts paid to. I know you can still get called up playing with an MLS team, but it makes it difficult. It really difficult. So. He's maybe went there for the lifestyle. I don't know why,
because he's ginger and pale.
He's certainly going to go out in the sun, that boy. He'll be hiding
through
the sun.
He's still managing LA, so he'll manage in Philly.
I'm actually not, no joking, I'm not, look, tanned. I don't bother.
You've run a few beds?
No,
just COVID.
Oh, he's been on a few beds.
I've been on a few beds, certainly.
So can you bring that parent to your mum and dad next week?
We're just.
His mum actually wanted to come on the podcast today, and he would not.
Why not?
She'll start flipping up. He's fuck that. She'll start flipping.
I think you're scared that she's got. She would be a bit. She's more a personality than he is, by the way.
She's mental.
I think that's what you're worried about.
I think she's got to come on.
She would take over.
Will I bring her on next week?
Yeah, bring her on. Uh-huh.
Right.
Can you wear like similar outfits?
We'll get similar outfits.
Why don't you have Anya that?
That'd be good. Get them a kit. Could we get? Why don't we get them all renew their vows on camera?
Wow, and then we did a live photo shoot there with them
on that table.
Aye,
and then get Ross Tokley
involved. Could be sensational.
Cannot wait. George and Susan.
What a couple, honestly.
Are they genuinely that like your favourite couple? And what Jinx made it work for all these years? Passion.
I think they're proud of the man they've raised. I think they've looked at each other in the eyes and said, I mean, look, come on.
Well, certainly, I don't want to get into it all, but certainly the noise that comes through their room. That's exactly how it's lasted as long as it has, Simon. And I don't want to say too much about it.
Mate, you look like a CBeebies presenter.
No! That's a tumble, isn't it?
Timmy Mallet.
Timmy Mallet.
It was like,
come on, we need it.
What was that show? What was that show when Kevin Bridges told a joke? Was that used to gunge the dance?
Oh, Guns of Pedo.
Aye. What was that show called again? Payback or something like that?
Mate, that's it.
You're the presenter for that.
We've not heard you say, like, you kind of know what I'm saying.
Mama, I see that look like Jedward, man. Killed me.
Jedward?
Remember, they used to be the suit store, right? I mean, that's just meant to be like classic. It's not meant to be a CBB presenter.
Bit of Sinatra in that suit.
Mr.
Tumble. Oh, well, Stuart Findlay has moved to America, so Frank Sinatra, New York, New York or something.
I think we the old singing sign, I think it's got to come naturally, or it can come really awkward, can it?
Well, when he's asked you to date, you immediately got awkward, so
aye.
I don't think you're going to be your best performance.
No, exactly. I think that's got to come.
How come you've got half your shoe on, half off? How much of a blow will it be to come on at Kev losing the big man? Yeah, he has been very good for come on.
Fantastic.
He's been good on the park. After park, par shite. So, he's obviously a blow because he's a big stalwart centre half. He's consistent. You know what you're getting for big Stu Finlay. And it must be a move side, don't you? Like, just family reasons and taking the family out of this fucking COVID pish and away to America. I wish him all the best. Hopefully he gets plenty of game time, but I just think he's too young. I think he could have done it in 3-4 years' time.
I would advise any player, certainly, unless you're going to be playing for top, I would recommend players to go away.
So see, if you had the chance, Paul, if you're Stuart Finlay, if you had the chance to go to Philadelphia Union or a Hearts or an Aberdeen?
Mate, America all day long. It's an unbelievable lifestyle, Simon. It really is. And
but if you're going to get the Scotland squad and stuff like that playing in Philadelphia?
There's no been getting in it.
I know, but I see if you went to like an Aberdeen and done well or a Hearts and done well, might maybe more chance of getting in the Scotland squad.
Fuck, maybe, mate.
You fancied America as well, don't you?
America?
I know, at one point in my career I would like to play there, but I don't disagree with what you're saying. If you get a chance to go to Aberdeen or
I think if you're 32, in your 30s.
I think the MLS is getting bigger.
Born in the USA,
I've actually had a good voice, haven't I?
Aye, but why did you still?
I like when you go, shut up.
That's his cum face.
It wasn't the grass that tickled your arse, it was my finger. That was fucking terrible, Simon. What? Moving on. What's another USA song? What's the one in Rocky again?
Oh, but I went my pull
of
peek
in America.
What the fuck?
I don't know that one. America. Oh, I feel good.
What a film.
Brilliant. Right, talking about moves, Alex Songs came out this week saying he's moved from Arsenal to Barcelona. I met Barca's sporting director and he told me I would not get to play many games. I didn't give a fuck because I knew that I'd become a millionaire. When Barca offered me the contract and saw how much I would earn, I didn't think twice. I'm being totally honest. When you played, went there, missed money, wasn't it?
See, no. To be honest,
I've done a money move before and I would never do it again.
Where to?
Fucking Azerbaijan on loan, mate.
Oh, right.
I'd never do it again.
I didn't.
Azerbaijan's a bit different, huh?
Oh, I mean, I know he's got to fucking Barcelona and I don't know, earning double his wages or something, it's a bit different.
Even if you know you're not going to play,
he's
still...
Song, though. He was fucking frightening. He was came through at Arsenal, he was playing at the start. I've got to go against you in this one.
Oh, really?
I think it's different levels there.
I think his.
So would you, see, say he was at Arsenal on 60 grand, right? And he's playing, and Arsenal says, we're going to give you 80 grand and you're going to keep playing, or go to Barcelona.
Surely
on 120 grand and you're not going to play as much, would you stay at Arsenal?
Sure.
No, I would still go to Barcelona and back myself to play, but I don't know, it's the way he's sort of bragging about it and that, and I'm not having that.
Not having it, man.
But sure. So I think, like, so see, like, Jimmy Bullard's story one, like, that's, obviously, that's bang on. He's not going to turn down double his money when he's going to play every week and have a laugh about it. You heard that story?
Nah.
And he signed for Hull, and he went into sign the contract, and he'd obviously, him and his agent had agreed a deal at Hull of 15 grand a week, and he's went in to sign the contract, and he's like, oh, just make sure everything's all right, and he looked at the contract said 30 grand a week, and he looked at his agent, and he's like, oh, can me and my agent have a minute, like, and just talk over last minute things and that, so he's like, I won't give you a minute. He's like, my agent, like, is this fucking 30 grand a week? He's like, oh, that's insane, quickly. No, I was quit the signing, so he signed it and ended up on 30 grand a week. After they agreed, I'd do it 50.
Was that no Seth Johnson at Hull Leeds as well?
He done that as well, Kevin. I remember he done that as well.
I did that. So I remember it was Jimmy Bullard told the story in I'm a Celeb. I said, how the fuck's that even happened?
I know.
I think, Simon, if you're going to a club like the level we were at, right, you're just running mill players. If we're on, say, a couple of grand a week and somebody offers you five or six, I was the same, I went to Coventry. I remember what Sunderland offered me for the 2 years, and then what Coventry off, and I was like, fuck, I'm off. Mad with fucking all sorts in my head, so I was away. But his level, I totally get that, because I know 60 grand a week, still 60 grand a week, but 60 grand a week to 120, 130, yeah. That is like life, 60 grand a week's life-changing money, but 120 grand a week, that's just serious.
Well, if you red think, panties night in my house, have I got off 120 grand?
No, you'd be too tired. You straight your bed,
no,
you?
No, I can go, mate.
Aye?
Uh-huh.
Are you?
Do you not get pure body, man?
That's like a sewing machine.
I hate it.
You don't?
I do, I just get pure body. Pure
what about the money thing, Paul? Do you get to get your take on this?
I mean, surely 80 grand a week, if you're on, I mean, these players, right, I don't ever get this, they're playing with Arsenal's or your Man City stuff, whatever, they're getting 80, 90 grand a week. Why would you then go away to sit on a bench and maybe go for 140 grand, man. Surely 80 grand's unbelievable money.
Did he play it at Barcelona?
Aye, he did play it.
He played a few times.
But you know you're not going to start with your midfield ahead.
I just think if when Alex Song first broke through, because I remember it was like him and Diaby at Arsenal, they were absolutely flying.
They were like Nord, weren't they? They were like Nord at the start.
Like Nord VPN and Diageo centre mid, what a midfield partnership. And they keep doing well on that money. You're going to end up getting there anyway and playing, but I just think it's risky for players. If you make money moves in football at a certain age and you go and you don't play, see that 60 grand that you were on before?
I no. couldn't stop
playing for 3 years.
I couldn't stop thinking about money though when I played. See, we played the League One playoff final, mate, and all I could think about is my money's getting doubled if we win this game. I actually couldn't concentrate on the game, mate.
But that, I think that would be, I mean, I don't know what to talk about.
I mean, after a game, if you know you're
not even during the game, I was thinking, we need.
Nah, I would never think about it. I was
like, during the game, you'd be thinking about.
I was looking at Hussies on right move at half time when we were up.
Fuck off,
mate. I honestly, because I grew up with no money, like, fucking didn't live that life, and then all of a sudden, somebody's saying to you, you're in the squad today, right? And if we win and you get yourself on, you're getting a 5 grand win bonus, I'm thinking, fucking hell, man, 5 grand. I was just thinking about it. I was just like, oh, I wanted to win, but I was thinking, can I get the bonus? And then, like, the things they throw at you, look back now and you think, like, it was great back then, but now it's irrelevant because I don't live my life around money, but...
I'm telling you, Gordon Strachan must think I'm the biggest Celtic fan of all time, because see, when we were on the bench, it was 1,200 quid a win. See, if Celtic scored, mate, I'd be going off my tits on the bench.
Aye.
Oh, yes.
1,200 quid, mate. You used to fucking...
Money's no everything, mate. You know that.
I know, but when you're young... When you're young.
I think it's more when you're older as a player, I get both sides to the story,
but
I think it's more when you're older, Andy, you start to think more of money. I think when you're young, you show up, but I want to go to the top, but then you come to a realisation, Simon, about football. You're like, I'm a number at these clubs, fuck that, I'm going to sort myself for the rest of my life. I think that's the, but you see enough in the game and you get a bit older. When you're young, you're naive, Simon.
No, I wish I was like that, but I'll be honest, I think
a lot of players at SL there.
I always thought that the money thing, and I was eager for it because I thought, see, likes are now 39, doing open goal, got a job. Rangers, Sunderland, Coventry, they don't look after me now.
The Jet does.
Jet does.
Jet does.
So I didn't ever look at it and think, aye, they gave me a wonderful experience and an unbelievable time through my career, but I knew by taking money off of them that in the future, they're not going to be looking after me if I fall in hard times, whatever. So, milk it for what it was worth, because...
No, there's a big difference, Si, what you're saying about than what he's saying. He's just going to a club. No, but it's Barcelona you're going to. Aye, but he's, that's what I'm saying. Like, going to Barcelona, I'm unbelievable. He's almost just saying, fuck it, I don't give a fuck, I want the money.
If a player, not a...
I think that's a bit different.
Yeah.
Sunny day, are we all going to be walk?
Aye.
Ice coffee.
Coffee. We'll go and try and...
Stanley, you'll need to up your game with what's happened before.
I know.
Why don't you go and put the things down?
Walk a bit like
I think you'll bounce back. I think you've got bounce back ability.
There's a cartoon, I know. That you're
no, Sandra. I'm changing. I'm going to come a bit. I'm just going a bit all black next week. Say.
All black?
Aye. Yeah,
I think you'd
do you know what I mean?
I've never really seen you wear black.
My only part of my tux.
Oh, yeah, tux.
We tux.
Remember the player that played for Chelsea and Liverpool, midfielder that had the hair all shaved?
John Arias?
No.
Morelos.
What, Yankee Lewis, man?
Your hair cuts like him.
Thanks, Simon. Right, Kelvin Grove Park it is.
Let's go.
Let's go, boys.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Getting caught in the wrong shoes can interrupt your plans for the day, like when that 10% chance of rain ends up looking more like 100%. When the transition to fall and winter feels more like experiencing every season on the same day, there's the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Cross off errands with the splash protection on the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with all-condition traction and reflective details on the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Mudguard on the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. allbirds.com, code FRESHSOCKS.